This is the Thursday afternoon show, and I am joined by the one, the only, Joey Hex.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Yourself?
Brilliant. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm chill. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
So we're going to be talking about all sorts of things over the next hour. We're going to be talking about your new EP, Blossom, which comes out tomorrow, isn't
tomorrow.
It?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to be talking about that, a little bit about the two singles that are out at the moment, Feeling and Friends, and we'll also be giving a spin of an exclusive. I feel like I need to have a dramatic, you know, voice jingle. Going
exclusive.
You know? We're going to be playing a new track from that hasn't been heard yet, called Mistakes.
Indeed.
We'll be doing that towards the end of the hour. But first, could you give all the lovely people listening a bit of an introduction to you, your style of music, what you've been doing in the past, and kind of your ambitions and the like?
Yeah, so my name's Joey. I'll go under Joey Hext, artist name. I've been involved with music for a few years now. I used to be a bass player in various projects. I played in funk projects, metal projects, pop punk projects, rock and roll projects. But since the beginning of this year, I started writing my own music properly. I started recording. I started venturing into doing other things like vocal techniques and, you know, actual lyric writing, proper lyric writing, proper songwriting by myself and collaborating with other artists. So yeah, was predominantly a bass player back in the day. I still love playing bass. I still do play bass. I play bass all across this new EP. But I just wanted to venture into bigger and better things, I guess.
Yeah. And so I know that you kind of have an interest in kind of composing for kind of TV and radios type stuff. I was wondering like how that kind of fits into all the other stuff you're doing at the moment.
Well, when I was younger, I've always loved video game music and I've always loved movie scores. I've always felt like some movie scores, some video game scores are some of the best music you could find, in my opinion. Some of the most expressive in it, and it's a magical thing where you can connect music with a moving image. And it's always interested me, and there's many games and movies that have influenced me with my own songwriting outside of that. You know, like I kind of try and take inspiration from everything. So yeah, getting into that would be great for me. I do plan to get into more of that in the future, but as it stands now, I'm just enjoying making music and just having fun, you know, collaborating and just writing stuff that's quite personal.
Out of interest, you're talking about video games and stuff like that. Is there any one game or show or film that stands out in particular?
I'll give you a game and I'll give you a show. Recently, I've been big into Silent Hill 2. It's a very old game for the PS2, but the music composed for that is just absolutely incredible. A man named Akira Yamaoka, a fantastic musician. And the Stranger Things music, I've been recently watching Stranger Things with my partner, watching season 3. And just all the music composed for that is absolutely incredible as well. And it's so wonderful that they've managed to make it sound like it's from the 80s. You know? It's crazy, you know.
Yeah, and you can find all these inspirational things from all sorts of places. Now, we're going to play one of the singles featuring, I believe it was Amelia who we had on last week.
Yes.
She's on vocals on this one.
She is.
Is there kind of a particular story behind this one?
I wrote this song, as I said, I wrote this song instrumentally with an old band I was in called Fine Collective. I'm no longer part with them, but they allowed me to keep my song, which was nice. But I rewrote the lyrics to this song, and I just kind of wrote them about a bad situation I was in with a partner a couple of years ago and just kind of expressed myself with it. So, yeah, that's the story.
Music to hit you in your feels. So, now, cut the chat. Let's listen to it. So this is the first of the three singles we're going to be sharing in today's interview fun hour. It's called Feeling by Joey Hext. So we will be back after this talking a little bit more about the upcoming EP. Well, I say upcoming, it's coming out tomorrow.
It is.
So don't you move a single inch. Back in a mo. I continue to be joined by local musician Joey Hext. Hello again.
Hello again.
So before the break, we listened to is Feeling the first single?
Feeling was the first single.
The first single from the EP Blossom, which is out tomorrow, with vocals from Amelia, who we had on the show last week. Podcast on the website. Plug.
Yeah.
got to do that when you have the chance. It was too good to miss. We'll be listening to the second single, Friends, in just a moment, but I wanted to take a bit of time to talk about this EP, because this is your first solo project.
It is,
and
indeed,
so, it might be a good chance to talk about kind of what went into it in terms of kind of inspiration and stuff, stuff like that.
I decided to do a solo EP because, as I said before, I've been in a lot of projects before and I'd always played bass. And I had written stuff for those projects as well, but I just kind of wanted to, in a way, prove to myself that I can write. You know, I can prove to myself that I can write, that I can produce, that I can perform, that I can multitask. So I made Feeling. As I said, I took it from the old band, and I released that as a single. And then after I released it as a single, I just decided to myself, I was like, oh, I could do a couple more singles. And I started to write. And by the time I started writing, I was like, I might as well just do a whole EP. I don't want to limit myself to just singles. Yeah, so I did the next single, Friends. I did. It started off me rapping over a guitar. That's how it's going to be, because I wanted it to kind of chime in with how I made Feeling. But me and my friend Maverick Audio, shout out to Maverick, fantastic Isle of Wight producer. Me and him made the beat together, and I laid down the keys, and then he started putting the drums behind it and just sharpening things up. And when we had that beat, I just started rapping over it, and I was like, I really like this. But we tried to keep this whole EP has a theme, where even though there's a few different kind of genres on there, as you'll notice when you hear Friends, it's very different to Feeling genre wise, but I've tried to keep the emotional attachment and the vibe very similar, even if it is a different genre. And I do want it to link in, but I kind of wanted to show off my ideas of diversity. I've always been a big fan of lots of different music, and as I said earlier, taking inspiration from a lot of different things, so I didn't want to just stick to one thing. And so Blossom EP is going to be a lot of that musically. Emotionally and lyrically, a lot of it is about loss and dealing with a few people that I lost, one in particular, and that's why I called it Blossom with the Rose. It's the idea of coming back from that bad situation and coming back to life and coming back better than you were before.
Yeah, learning from the experience and growing because of it.
Definitely a theme. Even though there may be some songs on here where I'm talking about something that may seem a bit darker, it's all in a lighter form. Yeah, it's just me expressing myself, and it's done for the greater good, in my opinion, because even though certain parts may be quite dark, it's all done for me to get it off my chest and grow and express myself.
Yeah, it's all about the growth, and Friends in particular, which we'll hear in just a second, does kind of cover some of the more serious issues, such as mental health, and we'll talk a little bit about that afterwards.
Yeah.
So we've heard the story behind Friends, the EP as a whole, and so let's listen to Friends then.
Let's listen
to Friends. There we go. We've had a talk, and we'll talk a little bit more about mental health as an issue after Friends. So here it is, the second single from the Blossom EP with Joey Hext. This is the Thursday afternoon show on Vectis Radio. This is Friends. See you in a bit. That was Friends on Vectis Radio from local musician Joey Hext, who is in the studio with us now. Hello.
He is indeed. Hello.
Hello. So before that, we were talking a little bit about the EP that's from. It comes out tomorrow, called Blossom. And that song does cover some of the more serious themes that you discussed in there, mental health. And so if anyone out there, anyone listening, is going through a difficult time, there are resources out there online. If you go to the NHS website, you'll be able to find stuff there. There are all the charities, Samaritan's Mind, off the top of my head. And I encourage you to go out and kind of reach out and kind of talk to someone. And that kind of encompasses what this EP is kind of talking about. So
definitely. What I did when I made Friends, I wrote it from the fly on the perspective wall, because I get like that sometimes. But I've noticed that a lot of my other friends and other people that I know, everyone gets in that weird place sometimes where they feel like no one loves them or they're not good enough. And I just kind of wrote it talking about that from that perspective.
Yeah.
And that's why I put that sample in at the end, to try and make people not feel alone. Because the guy, I sampled that from a TED Talk, actually, which is that we found on YouTube. And, it's just kind of talking about the stigmatization of mental health and how we shouldn't be just thinking, oh, just man up or grow up, we should be doing something about it. And if you do feel like that, then I would encourage you to express yourself or to go out and seek the help, and don't be afraid.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with you.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah. So that's why I did the music video for it as well.
Mm.
And I tried to keep that theme in there where I did the video where everyone else around me was partying and drinking, and then there was me trying to look kind of out of it, and not, no one kind of being interested in me. And I kind of tried to portray that as how we feel when we're in that situation. We feel like that's what we are, but the truth is we're not.
Yeah. So, and so it's just kind of a message to encourage people to kind of look around them and realize that people are always willing to listen when it comes to that kind of thing.
Definitely.
And yes, good on you. Kind of doing this the kind of going for the destigmatizing on especially like a men's mental health, because it's all very man up and I was going with that. But,
no, I completely understand. Yeah. It's all like that. Oh, you're not a real man if you speak up and be sad. But the truth is, you're human. It doesn't matter. You're a human being. Your safety is more important than some stupid.
Yeah, it sounds a bit like a cliche, but like the strength is in being
speaking
able
up,
to kind of express these feelings and stuff like that. So
definitely.
That's a little bit kind of contextual knowledge about Friends, the single we just listened to. Now, we'll take a bit of M People with Fantasy Island into a break, and we'll be back with the final link. It's gone so fast.
It has indeed.
And at the end of that, we'll be playing an exclusive new track from the EP Mistakes. So don't you go anywhere. That's something very much to look forward to. See you in a bit. This is the Thursday afternoon show, and for nearly the past 50 minutes now, I've been joined by local musician Joey Hext.
Hello.
So, before the break, we were talking a little bit more about the single Friends and some of the themes that encompasses. And if you wanted to catch up on that and the rest of the chat, if you've only just come in, I'll be podcasting this and it'll be up on our website and social media feeds around tomorrow morning, let's say. Let's hope I can hold myself to that. So, This is the most exciting bit. So if you've just tuned in, brilliant timing. The best part of the interview is right now, because we are going to be playing an exclusive. We're going to be playing a new track from the Blossom EP, which comes out tomorrow, that nobody in the world, apart from you, obviously, that nobody out there has heard before. It's called Mistakes. And I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about kind of, so let's say, how it was put together, kind of the people involved in producing that.
Mistakes was the last song I recorded for the EP, funny enough, and it's the start to the EP. And as I said, where I did Friends and I started rapping, I've got another song on there that is more similar in the way to feeling than it is Friends, and I felt like I maybe needed one more that relates to Friends. So it it all swims nicely on the EP. And as I said, because I wanted a diverse sort of sound, so it's me rapping again. It's a completely different style of me rapping. It's a completely different style of beat. It's more kind of like an ambient trap sort of thing, whereas Friends is more like a classic hip-hop vibe. I put it together again with my friend Maverick. Big up.
Yes,
and
shout
out. I just, once again, it was kind of similar to Friends, where I just kind of laid down some keys. He was like, oh, that's cool, man. And we put it together, and then we were sat there trying to put a beat to it. And he was like, what sort of drums do you want? And I remember going like, just kind of follow my mouth. And I was like, making drum sort of sounds. And he was like, yeah, I get you. And he slammed them in.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's literally what I want. That's perfect.
It takes great skill to do that, just from listening.
It does. Yeah. It's great to work with people like that. So Mistakes was the last song I recorded. And in all fairness, at the moment, it's probably one of my favourites that I did off the EP, really.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed making it.
How long did it take to put together, just out of interest? Because all these different ones is...
I wrote the lyrics in about 2 days, kind of, because there's only two verses and they're quite short. But I just went back and rewrote little bits and tried to make everything... acceptable.
Trying
to make everything sound good. So the beat and the instrumental was all done in a day, funnily enough. We just spent that day doing it, and we put the sample in at the end.
Yeah.
And so without the writing, recording wise, it was all done in a day. It was all mixed and mastered in that day as well. So
that's such a turnaround, because some people can take like days, weeks on like just one song.
Well, that's the thing with feeling. It took me to record. I probably did about 2 weeks of recording, mixing, mastering, retaking bits, you know. Whereas this, and this one I did in a day. Friends took a total of 2 days, because I went back and redid some bits of the verse.
Yeah.
And I repronounced certain bits that I wasn't happy with. So, yeah, this was the quickest one, really. Yeah.
It all just fell into place, I guess.
It all just fell into place.
If people have enjoyed listening to your music today, where can they find you? Where can they grab that EP that's coming out tomorrow?
The EP you can grab on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify and Amazon. It will be Joey Hex, the Blossom EP. You can find me on social media, on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook, all under Joey Hex Music. And I would also like to give a quick shout-out to everyone that's helped on this EP. I've got Luke Young, Amelia, Charlotte Beadle, Luke Thomas, who's also known as Maverick, Max Batista. Thank you all of you for helping me put something together that I'm quite happy with and quite happy to share to the world and allow me to express myself through the power of music.
Amazing, amazing stuff. So let's listen to it then. This is Joey Hext with Mistakes, an exclusive play the day before it comes out. I'm all excited about it. So let's listen to that. It was a pleasure having you in. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me on, man.
You're always welcome back.
Thank you very much.
If you've got any exciting future projects.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, then. So let's listen to it. This is Mistakes, an exclusive play for us on Vectis Radio.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. The only local station run by the community for the community. VectisRadio.com.